Now, in the 22nd chapter, we come to another very marvelous lesson, I think, for us today. And you have here an evidence of the fact that what we have been saying to you, that one of the first lessons to learn in reading the Bible is to distinguish between to us and for us. Now, not all scriptures directed to us, but all scripture is for us. And all scriptures given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable, but for different things. It can be for reproof. It can be for instruction. It can be for our information, you see. Now, Paul says in Ephesians 4:1, he says, I, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the high calling. Now, I think Paul's speaking to you and to me as believers, and he's only speaking to believers there. But back here in the book of Joshua, when Joshua was told, within 3 days ye shall pass over this Jordan, well, I'm not planning in the next 3 days to cross the Jordan River, friends. This, you see, is not to us, it's for us. Now, I want to ask again the question that we asked here at the very beginning, have you crossed over Jordan? And it gives me an opportunity, I guess, to call attention to this book we're sending out for Joshua, Have You Crossed Over Jordan? And in that, we have a chapter on AI and I. We believe these are the two greatest truths that believers need today in living the Christian life. And we saw that when they crossed the Jordan River, that spoke of the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ. Now we're told that we are buried with Christ in baptism, that is, we're identified with him, and we're raised with him in newness of life. Now, when they crossed over, they became citizens of the land of Canaan, the citizens of the promised land. And they are, from then on, to be forever identified with the land. And the minute that they went out of that land, they are the wandering Jew. But in that land, it is theirs. Now, you will recall that the 2.5 tribes, they just didn't cross over Jordan. But they were told that they must send over their army and help the other tribes, which they did, by the way. Now, when you come to this 22nd chapter, we're told, and I'm reading, when Joshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and said unto them, Ye have kept all that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. You've obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. Ye have not left your brethren these many days unto this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of the Lord your God. Now Joshua calls this segment of the army for review, these 2.5 tribes, and he commends them. He rewards them by what they've done. He tells them that they have done a very wonderful thing in helping their brethren. Now he gives them a warning in verse 5, but take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you to love the Lord your God and to walk in all his ways and to keep his commandments and to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. Now these 2.5 tribes were warned that though they're on the other side Jordan, that they are to follow the Mosaic system. And they are given that warning. Then Joshua dismissed them with a blessing he pronounced upon them. Verse 6, so Joshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went unto their tents.